This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Smoke from western wildfires is leading to poor air quality along the Front Range today. Health officials say if you cannot see a landmark 5 miles away, the air is unhealthy. They advise staying indoors. People with lung and heart conditions are especially vulnerable. The bad air will stick around at least until tomorrow morning. Several cases of COVID-19 have sent more than 1,700 Cherry Creek High School students home to remote learning. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on the Metro Area District's decision.
A letter to families says that several 12th grade students tested positive for the virus. That forced 14 staff members and 146 students into quarantine. An additional 1,500 students in the same cohort, roughly half the student body, must start remote learning. That cohort will return to in-person schooling September 28th. The district tied the outbreak directly to students attending off-campus parties the last two weekends. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Weather forecasting in space is getting a boost. The House passed the Pro-SWIFT Act today that directs federal agencies to develop tools and technologies to improve space forecasting and how space weather can impact Earth. The bill was sponsored by Colorado Democrat Ed Perlmutter in the House and Republican Cory Gardner in the Senate. The bill now heads to the president's desk. 72 and hazy in Denver, 73 and sunny in Vail. It is 81 degrees, also sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.